This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Four U.S. police officers told a congressional investigating committee on Tuesday in gripping detail how an angry mob of supporters of then-President Donald Trump broke into the U.S. Capitol building on January 6th of this year in an attempt to block certification of Joe Biden's win in the November presidential election. The officers said they feared for their lives as about 800 rioters stormed past outmanned law enforcement authorities. They testified that the rioters taunted them with racial and political epithets, sprayed chemical irritants at them, and engaged in hand-to-hand combat. This was the first day of public hearings on the deadly mayhem more than 6 months ago, the worst attack in more than two centuries on the U.S. Capitol building. The select committee listening to the testimony is made up of seven Democratic members of the House of Representatives and two Republican members. The hearing Tuesday was broadcast live on television and the Internet. In the effort to defend former President Trump from accusations that he incited the violence at the Capitol, numerous Republicans have minimized the event. One lawmaker compared the rioters to tourists. Others voted against a measure honoring police for protecting the Capitol. Republican leaders have argued that the latest investigation is simply a political exercise designed to cast the Republican Party in a poor light ahead of midterm elections next year. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention on Tuesday recommended that vaccinated people in parts of the country wear masks while indoors, reversing a decision it made 2 months ago. The CDC made the recommendation based on surging numbers of new cases in regions with low vaccination rates. You can find more about that and all the stories we're covering at our website.